Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hey there, happy Friday. Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa. We're about mid-March now. Hopefully you're feeling some springtime vibes in the air. You're putting out into the world some dreams and goals to be reaching, and you're manifesting those things. We've talked about that here. I'm a firm believer of it all. You know, if you say it, you start to see the universe line things up so you can go ahead and knock them down and go ahead and achieve whatever it is that you want to. Here's what I will tell you about that, though, is we set out for something and we say what we want. But just like the Rolling Stones song is, it's like you don't always get what you want, you get what you need, right? So, you know, you might be putting something out there in the universe very specifically, and then you get something sort of similar, you know, and that is maybe not what you originally set out to want, but it actually fits what you're doing and the trajectory of what you've got going on in a much, much better way. And you got what you need. And I'm saying this for a very specific reason right now, because I have a new opportunity that I just started. I know you're probably like, Marissa, how many jobs do you actually have right now? And you know what? I've lost count, okay? Because my math is bad. I'll freely admit it. It's like 15 jobs. I don't know. But it is another radio opportunity because, you know, when it comes to the way that my career has been, that has always been the prominent fixture. And it's like, what do we say? It's like, it's not the low-hanging fruit that you're grabbing, but it's like you find a niche and you run with it. You know, whether it's radio for me or it's audiobooks for you, you know, and it's just all these same skills that we utilize and all these different facets of voice, you know. So for me, I have this new opportunity and it's great. You know, it is giving me so many things that I have been missing in my you know, career on this side of things. And I'll explain, though, the wave of emotion. You're going to feel this at some point, and that is why I want to bring it up, because I've gone through this like roller coaster wave of emotion over the last like 3 or 4 weeks since, you know, accepting the opportunity. And, you know, it went from excitement to, you know, but what if, to feeling like I was almost like letting people down, to, oh my God, look at what this has opened up for me and how much fun I'm having and what is to come, because it's going to give me some things that I've been missing. And I can tell you, finally, it's right here in Albany, which, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like I have been living here again in the capital region of upstate New York since the pandemic. And I have been working for all these different radio stations, but nothing here. So weird. You know, the only thing I've actually done locally is just some commercial work. So, you know, this was something that has been a while in the making. But, you know, years ago now, when I did move to Boston, you know, I always had that in the back of my mind that, and this is where I say manifestation, right? Like I put it out into the universe that I wanted to be home by the age of 40. I wanted to be back in my house. I wanted to be doing more of what I really love to do and have some flexibility and be potentially working from home if that was an option. You know, my parents are getting older, so I wanted to be closer to them. You know, I wanted to be able to start a family and, like, you know, find somebody that I can do all that with. And, you know, it's like I put all of that out into the world, and slowly but surely, one by one, it all started, you know, coming to fruition. I've got all of that now. The other thing that I had said, though, in the back of my head was when I got back home, I kind of wanted to be working for, you know, the company that I actually started radio with. Little did I know that I'm kind of like the black sheep of that that former family. I really did look at that company like it was my home. You know, it was everything, like the station there, that was my dream job. And I held that position successfully, like wildly successfully for almost 10 years. But I worked for that company for about 12 or more. And I always thought that's where I'm going to end back up, because I just got a lot of, you know, really good relationships within the building. But of course, there's one person that apparently I rubbed the wrong way at some point when I got let go for a budget cut. And I guess you take something the wrong way and you just hold on to it. And I don't know, let bygones be bygones. I've let water go under the bridge. Like, you know, if I can let it go, I would hope somebody else can all these years later. But I guess I'm just still the black sheep. But that being said, you know, opportunity is not going to come in that position. And the other big company that's here is like, I don't want to be. You know, I was there as well at one point, and it was a very bad environment. And that's just not good for my mental health. So, and I know that. And that's, you know, why it's like I've made those choices. But this opportunity did come across, and it's like, oh my God, cool. Like, yeah, no, that's great. Like, I can keep doing the work that I'm doing now. I'm going to do this station in a very similar way. So it's all from home. You know, it's on my time. It's comfort, because it's like I'm still like I'm a contract employee. So I'm kind of like my own boss, but not really. And this also gives me this opportunity now, because I am here locally, that I get to do different events. And that's going to also bring some extra money, especially come summertime. So that's very exciting. And because like that's something that I miss so, so much. But here's where the wave of emotion comes, right? The fact that I am feeling like a black sheep, that hurts my soul, because I gave, you know, that place my life, literally, for like, I mean, a good chunk of my career. So it just, I loved that place so much. So that hurts in itself. But then I'm presented this opportunity, and I've got people that have followed me in this local area, like from the jump. So like I was so excited to be able to present this to them, like, hey, listen, you're going to be able to hear me just like you used to be able to hear me, same time, you know, similar ish, like, but a little older skewed music, you know, and it's like, here I am right back in the same kind of boat. But as I had tuned into the radio station, I realized it only stretches so far because it's based out of Saratoga. It's a really small radio station. So, you know, Saratoga and north, it comes in really crystal clear. Going towards Albany, not as much. Thankfully, there is a second signal, but it's on the AM dial. And I'm over here like, are people going to tune into that? So I felt like, you know, maybe I'm letting people down because of the fact that they won't be able to hear it as crystal clear as they'd like. But, you know, the beauty of technology is there are so many different ways of listening to what you want to listen to these days. They've got an app, they stream online, you know, like, hey, go ahead and do what you got to do. And I'm there, you know, in your pocket, which is great. But again, wave of emotion, you know, and getting ready to announce it, and feeling like I know that people are thinking it's going to be stations X, Y, or Z, and they're not thinking it's going to be this one. And when I announce this one, are they going to want to tune in? You know, and it, yeah, I mean, they do. But it was, and it's like, not to knock the station. It's just, it's really small. And I just didn't know if people were even aware that it existed, to be honest. I was just, you know, especially again, when it was offered, I was like super excited. And then it's like my brain starts to work in overdrive and I start feeling all these different things. And now it's like, you know, as I look at the bigger picture of it all, I see all these amazing things that I'm going to be able to do, and an experience that I haven't been able to in so long. So it does make me very, very happy to have, you know, this opportunity and now of all times. But I bring it up because this wave of emotion is something that I have a feeling at some point you either already have experienced or will experience. You know, it's feeling like, you know, you put all this effort into something and then maybe it takes a really long time to get the first opportunity. And along the way, you're feeling like an imposter of, you know, voiceover, or you feel like you've let your spouse down or your family down. And that can weigh a lot. And I know that. Maybe it's the fact that you had a really big goal for yourself and it's just taken a bit to get there. And it's like, you have to accept this job that you really don't want to do, but you know, you have to, because it's going to get you experience and you're feeling excited about it, but a little, you know, just underwhelmed by it as well. Like, it's that roller coaster. And I just want you to be aware that these feelings happen. It doesn't mean anything bad. It doesn't mean that you're less than you know, with what you're doing. It doesn't mean that you're not going to achieve what you do want when all is said and done. But you just got to be patient with yourself, you know, and let yourself feel what you're going to feel. Don't try to fight it, because, you know, it's like you need to feel those things, and you need to push through to get to the other side to see just how beneficial it is. That job that maybe you feel a little underwhelmed about right now might be exactly what you need to do to set you up to get what you want. So you just got to keep remembering that for yourself and reminding yourself that you are putting in the right work and you are good at what you do. And you just don't down talk, because we start doing that, you know, that's where we start setting ourselves up for disaster. So understand that these waves happen, let yourself feel them, and just keep going. You know, and look for the bright spots too. Think about of all the positives that come along with whatever it is that is actually allowing you to feel that wave of emotion right now. Focus on the positives. And, you know, again, it's setting you up for what's to come. And it's all going to be very beautiful things. Just keep manifesting those dreams, all right? Marissa@voicecoaches.com. If you've got something that you would like us to discuss on the pod, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. We're going to get a brand new episode coming at you next week as we creep a little closer to April already. Isn't that crazy? But I hope that you enjoy your weekend and stay safe.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.